USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Music City is facing a COVID-19 scandal, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News.
It's now official. The Commerce Department issued sweeping orders banning any transactions on TikTok and WeChat in the United States, saying the Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risk to our national security. Starting Monday, TikTok and WeChat will be banned from all app stores. This means users will not be able to download those apps or receive any updates if already installed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After the SEC decided to move forward on college football, the University of Georgia has faced backlash from critics after announcing it would not be using its campus as a voting location for the presidential election. Critics have said the decision to cancel in-person voting was hypocritical, as the university is now allowing over 23,000 football fans to gather. The group tweeted out, "Sign the petition to stop Georgia from engaging in voter suppression. If we can have football, we can have voting too." After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.